We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
I'm at the Gloucester House Restaurant in Gloucester, Massachusetts, just about an hour north of Boston. And I'm with Lenny Linquata, the CEO of this long, historically family-run restaurant. And Lenny has the inside track to all kinds of good stuff. So we've got just about 5 minutes. Fill us in on the ice fisherman and that tower that we see out of the window here across the water at the restaurant.
Well, it's the mid-1919, and this young man who likes to ice fish, he loves to plant a garden. Every year he harvests up his fruits and vegetables. He packs his family up, and off to Labrador he goes. He arrives in Labrador with the fruits and vegetables.
Labrador?
Labrador.
In Canada?
In Canada.
That's a long way.
Nice and cold. Love the ice fishing.
Wow. Yeah.
And so he arrives there with these fruits and vegetables, and he doesn't know what to do with them, and he just puts them out in the shed. But as the winter goes along, he goes to prepare them, and he finds something in the Canadian winter preserved his fruits and vegetables. Comes back to Gloucester, and he works on his idea. He has no money. No job, but he has a very wealthy neighbor, a man in the candy business by the name of Schraft. It's 1919, and he's told his friend what he's done. His friend loves his idea. He likes it so much that he's willing to give him some money. So he gives him $10,000. He tells him to go secure a patent on his
idea. So a lot of money.
A lot of money. He tells him to go secure a patent, and off he goes. Well, as fate would have it, the following season, a very wealthy family from West Palm Beach, a family whose last name happened to be Post, as in Meriwether Post. They sail into Gloucester Harbor on the yacht. It's the middle of summer. They want to entertain their guests. They send a young steward ashore to buy a fresh goose. There's no geese to be had, so the steward's directed to the young man. He sells them a goose. They take it on the yacht, and they cook it up. And the Post, they're just delighted they found the fresh goose. And then they're told that it wasn't fresh. You see, they bought it from a young man by the name of Clarence Birdseye. When the Post realized that Birdseye has such a good idea, they want to buy it, but Birdseye has a patent, he's not interested in selling. So they return back to Florida, they tell the board of directors what they had found, and then they come to pursue Birdseye the following summer. Armed with the proposition even Clarence can't say no to, name your price, we're prepared to pay you anything you want. Well, it's the mid-1920s, the man with no money, no job, tells the people from Florida, I want $20 million.
Wow, that's like billions.
And
that's billions.
And they pay him $20 million.
And for those of you who may not make the connection, the Post, or you know the Post cereal? You know, Raisin Bran and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be the Post.
Well, they pay him his $20 million, but they're no fools. They go out and they set up a company. They call their company General Foods. Clarence Birdseye becomes the father of frozen foods. And the candy man, Mr. Schraft, for lending his friend $10,000, he receives $250,000 interest on a $10,000 note in a little more than a year.
What a cool story.
And we're just looking out the window.
Now, that tower, the relationship between the story and that tower?
Yep.
Is?
That's the building in which frozen foods had begun. And that's the building.
Very cool.
Is that cool?
That is very cool.
Now,
how much time do we have left, sir? Hang on a second. Oh, we're good.
3.5 minutes?
I suspect that's okay.
Okay. So, you know, there's a connection that everyone looks for when you go to a place. And I'm going to tell you a story of how my family got here.
Okay, we actually have about a minute and a half.
That's all?
Yeah, condense it.
Oh.
We're going to make it like condensed frozen orange juice.
Well, there was a man by the name of... There was an incorrigible young kid in the city of Gloucester. He was born in 1875, and his name was Roger Babson. And Roger Babson was incorrigible. Already he had gotten expelled from school in the first grade.
Well, oh,
they
wow.
let him back into school. By the time he got to the sixth grade, he had caused so much disruption, he had received 47 beatings in a year. And finally, high school, and off he goes. Well, comes graduation day at high school, the poor man, the poor young kid doesn't have enough credits. But there's no way he's going to sit here another day in this school system. So they've devised a plan to give him a blank piece of paper and send him out the door. Off he goes. Before the young man's 32, he's a multimillionaire. Well, you see, the only thing he likes doing more than make money is spending money. And one of the first things he does, he goes out and buys the entire center part of Cape Ann, 3,000 acres, turns it into a sanctuary, a reservoir, and then he just gives it back to the community. Sets up a college fund, sends two children to us, college every single year, pays the bill, buys a maternity ward for the hospital, and then he endows the hospital $30 million.
And the incorrigible kid did this out?
And before this incorrigible kid is all done, that same man that got expelled and beaten up and all that, before he's all done, he goes out and establishes three colleges. Babson College in Wellesley, Massachusetts is his most famous. But he sets up a college in Eureka, Kansas, and an all-women's college in Florida. You see, Roger finally did go back to high school. He graduated, and at his father's insistence, he went on to college. He went to MIT. It was from there he took a job working for Wall Street. He was very, very bright. You see, he was so bright with his numbers and his figures that he became one of the main clearinghouses of all of Wall Street. Those brokerage firms paid him tens and tens of millions of dollars for his information. Predicted the stock market crash in 1929, ran for president of the United States under the Prohibition Party. But it's the $30 million he gave our little hospital in town. You see, that really was the crux. You see, it was 1910, and he had become very interested in a little mining company in South Africa. A little company by the name of De Beers. Roger Babson, the incorrigible young kid, gave the community of Gloucester's hospital $30 million worth of diamond certificates. And that's the story of a young, incorrigible kid from Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Now, you see, people, this is a place you really need to come to because it's rich in so many ways, from its natural beauty to being one of those cultural cities named by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts this year, to fabulous food and so rich in history and stories. So if you want to meet the great storyteller himself, drop by the Gloucester House Restaurant in Gloucester, Massachusetts, and ask for Lenny the Storyteller. This is Stephanie Abrams. Stay with me. We're flying high.
You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Let's fly away.
E It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado, is Kendall Corin, who lives in Denver and is one of the board members of Biz TV and Biz Talk Radio Network.
And that's how we got introduced, because she wanted to go someplace, have a little breakaway, not be too far away from Denver, but go someplace different and wonderful. And so with a little help from Stephanie Abrams' travel fairy godmother, Kendall is there now. And I understand that we may hear some big, loud, siren-y noises in the background anytime, because they have in their planned schedule to test their fire alarm system. Is that right?
They are. They're testing it in the background right now.
We don't hear it.
That's great. I'm standing kind of by the window, which is overlooking a beautiful creek, so maybe that's what we will hear instead.
Oh, that's good. So I'd love to get... I've never been there.
Yeah.
I probably the closest I've been to Beaver Creek is just north of Denver. I think Aurora is north of Denver, no?
Aurora... No, I don't think it is north of Denver.
All right,
Arvada is north of Denver.
Yeah, well, I had a number of business meetings in and around the Denver Aurora area.
Uh-huh.
And but I really haven't been able to, you know, get out and explore Colorado, but it's on that list for next year. Of course, it's been on the next year list for some time now, so maybe next year is the year it actually comes up and surfaces. But let's talk about what is, when you said it's about a 2.5 hour drive from Denver to Beaver Creek. When you were headed for arrival at Beaver Creek Lodge, how far are you before you can actually see the resort itself? I mean, does it reveal itself from the distance and you just keep getting closer, it keeps getting bigger? Or is it kind of snuggied away that, you know, you got to come around twists and bends and then suddenly there it is?
I would say it's snuggled away pretty good. You start to see the ski slope in the summer. They're groomed and they just look like super steep golf terrain, but it just looks beautiful. And so as you get closer, you notice more and more of the town itself. And when we drove around a really pretty golf course that is maintained down there. And it's great. There's a river that just runs right through the town. So your car kind of drives alongside that for a bit. And then you come up to a gate where they stop cars and ask where you might be headed inside the resort. And we told them we were headed to Beaver Creek Lodge. They gave us a little ticket to put on the front of our car to show we were going to be staying for a while. And then we carried on through the resort. And it's so interesting to be in a ski town in the summer. We do a lot of skiing in the winter, and so you just see it under a different season. And all these flowers are out up here right now in the summer, and the creek is just running fully, where a lot of times when I've seen it, it's just been frozen. So it is just a gorgeous setting, and everyone up here just has an attitude of just being relaxed and wandering around. The sun is up, as it is most often in Colorado. And there's just kind of a serene feeling up here. So it is a great breakaway from the city.
So let's talk about, you arrive at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to wherever the reception area is to check in. What does that look like?
Yeah, so you pull in and you leave your car out in the drive-thru, and the valet will come and collect it for you. And you walk in, and there's art on the walls. This particular hotel hosts exhibits from some of the great local artists, and it's just a really neat atmosphere. There's certainly an artsy atmosphere when you walk into the lobby. A lot of the rich leather that you get kind of in the mountain towns with the heavy wood presence as well. And then there's actually a room that's on the second floor that shows a lot of the artists that they've chosen to highlight. And there's a bar area where if you were going to have a meeting or if you were going to have a family gathering would be a splendid place to have everyone come for cocktails. There's a place to serve drinks there in the middle, and then along the side of the walls, there's just a lot of great artwork. I'm not sure if they changed that out as the artwork is being purchased, but there is that option to purchase some of it, and it really is fantastic art that they've got hanging down there.
So, are there dining facilities in that same area too, or that's someplace else?
No, in fact, my husband and I ate at their on-site restaurant last night. It had a lot of strong Yelp reviews, and the wait staff was wonderful. They were nice. Their food is great. They locally sourced as much of it as possible. They were super helpful just in giving ideas of what we might enjoy eating and having to drink. And they were just, as you get with a mountain town, they were super classy and at the same time really laid back. And so our experience, we started out on the patio last night, which was right alongside the creek again. And it was just wonderful.
So now let's talk about accommodations. We're going to be having the general manager of the Beaver Creek Lodge on the air with us in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Because I got so interested in the place, I really want to know more about the specifics of stuff. But do you have a feeling of how big the place is in terms of, you know, from boutique-y to over-the-top huge?
I would say it's somewhere in the middle. I think that the art aspect of it gives it a boutique-y feel. There's definitely more accommodation than I would suggest a boutique hotel would have. But it is, I mean, especially for skiers, they've got a lot of the things that you would want. If you were coming in off the ski slopes, they've got Christie Sports right here in the facility. They've got a coffee shop off of the back of it. They have rooms that are a nice size. Inside the rooms, you've got in the room we're in, there's a fridge and a toaster and a microwave. And
oh, so my husband looks for that.
Day, you can wander in and put your feet up and just stay as low-key as you want. Or you can wander down to the restaurant and kind of mingle with other people that might be out and about.
Yeah. Describe the decor and the size of the room.
The room is a great size. We are in their queen suite. And you walk in and there is a seating area that has a couch and it has a chair and a table that you could eat at.
Well,
and
hang on just a second.
Windows.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to leave you at the couch and the table. And we're going to pick you up on the other side of some really important messages. So stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Kendall Coren, who's currently at the Beaver Creek Lodge in Colorado. Don't leave me. Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow." You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Kendall Coren.
Let's be very,
hi, Stephanie.
Let's be very quiet for a second, because listen. Can you hear that? That's the alarms that they're testing at the Beaver Creek Lodge. I mean, you know, we're not teasing you. She's really there.
I'm really here.
You know,
right at this moment.
You know, between special effects for things on TV or in film or videos and whatever, and in radio, you know, you could be anywhere and tell somebody where you are, and you're not really. I mean, if you wanted to, you know, just fool everybody. But we don't do that sort of thing. So when we tell you she's really there, she's really there. And because she is at the Beaver Creek Lodge on a day when they have it in their schedule to test their fire alarm system, we got to hear a little bebop-a-doo going on in the background there.
Yes, we do.
Now, we were getting a description that you have, what's it called? Some kind of suite?
We have a queen suite, and it's a Creekside queen suite. And I was telling the listeners that when you walk in, it just feels like a living room, and it just feels great. And there's actually windows that show the hallway outside of your room, and they have blinds on them. And it kind of feels like you're walking down just a little city street. As you go out to the ski slopes, or you go out to the village, to the restaurants that are out there, and it just feels kind of fun. It just makes a unique addition to this hotel. Now we have our blinds drawn because
everybody's looking in.
It's wonderful.
So tell me about when you arrived. You were greeted with some amenities in your room?
Oh my goodness, yes. They have a bottle of wine. They have a bohemian theme here, and so they had music that they had pulled together, and it's a bohemian CD that I'm assuming you can buy down in one of their gift shops, and it's from the Kessler Collection, which is, this hotel is a part of the Kessler Collection of hotels.
Have you ever stayed in another Kessler hotel?
I had not, but I was looking at their various locations, and I certainly would.
Okay, so let me tell you the little backstory on this. If you go to sabrams.com and you put in Kessler Collection, you will, and well, let's start just with Kessler Collection. You'll get links to interviews where the archived audio is there from at least 10 years ago, when I interviewed every general manager of every hotel that was in the Kessler Collection at that time.
Oh, wow.
And I also had the very special privilege of interviewing Richard Kessler, who is the genius and the vision behind the Kessler Collection. And when you talk about the artwork in the hotel, I know exactly what you're talking about. This is not your typical hotel watercolors or serigraphs or lithographs or prints or what. The stuff, it's like walking through a gallery, a very serious, fabulous art gallery when you stay at a Kessler hotel. And among the hotels, and I know they've had some changes because they sold some, they added some other ones. So I'm not up to date at this moment on the whole Kessler Collection. But because of this property being part of the Kessler Collection, and because of our conversation today, I'm going to be trying to do another go round with them. But they, when I did my round, when I did the, and if you go put Richard Kessler into the search box at sabrams.com, sabrams.com, you'll get the interview I did with him. The man is fascinating. They have the Orlando Bohemian Hotel in downtown Orlando, the mansion on Forsyth Park in Savannah. And the year that, after I interviewed these people, I had to go see some of these hotels because I get inspired when people start telling me about a place that's gorgeous. So we took a road trip and we stopped in Savannah, and they had just opened, and I think it's called the Riverside. It's the river something, the Riverside, the Riverfront. I don't remember. Go look it up.
It's right down on the waterfront in Savannah. They just opened that, and it's been open, you know, however many years now. It's got to be a good 8 to 10 years ago. They owned, and I don't know, you know, if the players have changed, because I know they sold off some and they brought on some new ones. But they had the Casa, what's it called? Casa Monica in St. Augustine. Historic properties, but then filled with amazing artwork and attention to every detail. I remember, you know, you're a traveler, Kendall, and if you've just joined us, mm-hmm. I'm talking with Kendall Coren, who is out in Colorado right now at Beaver Creek Lodge. You've been to London, yes?
Yes, I have.
Did you go to Harrods?
I have been to Harrods.
Okay. You know when you go into Harrods, no matter which door you come in through, you come into one big hall of a room. This is Harrods Department Store, people. There is a huge piano there. And if there's either somebody playing it or it's a player piano, because there's always music going on over there. Well, in the lounge area off the lobby of the Orlando Bohemian Hotel, part of the Kessler Collection, they had a piano like that one in Harrods Department Store.
That's amazing.
And the other thing about the artwork was, in many hotels, the serious artwork is in the lobby, it's in reception, it's in the dining room. You get off in the hallways when you get off an elevator or you walk down some arm of a hallway somewhere and you feel like you're walking the last mile. And you know, it's kind of drab. Or you've got really not so dramatic artwork, not in Kessler properties. No matter where you look, it's like being, it's like sleeping over at the gallery, you know, like somebody locked you in and you didn't get out in time, you know, at the gallery, because the quality of the artwork is amazing. And when Marriott decided to start the autograph collection, which are, instead of, you know, normally when you think of a certain brands, you think of chrome and glass and they're kind of cookie cutter and whatever. And they wanted to create a brand that was inclusive of unique, historic, charming, quaint, unusual properties, both historic and contemporary, but not cookie cutter by any means. They made a deal with Kessler. And the first 10 hotels that were part, that started off the nucleus to launch the Marriott's autograph collection, were the Kessler hotels. So the day that they opened the brand, you know, they weren't starting with one hotel. They were starting with the 10 Kessler hotels, which was a great magnet to attract other hotels, including the Algonquin on 44th Street in New York City. And so, you know, others could look at and see, oh, well, my hotel would fit in that. Let's become part of the Marriott autograph collection. So, yeah, but he's a genius, Richard Kessler. Really, he's a genius. I mean, one of those Renaissance people that, you know, sees through all the stuff that's muddling in front of your eyes and pulls those curtains back to have the sharp, clear vision of where he wants to be positioned. And I can't tell you how I enjoyed interviewing him. I got to get to him again, and we got to get him back. But that's part of what you're seeing there at Beaver Creek, because Beaver Creek Lodge, because, you know, those are, that's just typical of, you know, the way that they present themselves, which makes it such a wonderful experience for the visitor, don't you agree?
Oh, it's fascinating. My favorite thing is kind of on what you said about the halls when you go up into the different floors and the different halls and you step off, and in this hotel you still feel the art around you. They have, it starts at their ground floor and kind of their art room, their gallery there, but they have iron figures that are rappelling down from the top floor all the way down to their gallery. And so no matter what floor you're on, it has a cutout down the middle so that you can look over the railing and see these rappellers that they have fashioned going up the side of one of the walls, and it just looks really neat.
Well, hang on. We got to take a quick break and come back. I don't know what you're talking about, so you're going to have to explain that to me. I don't have a clue. What is a repeller? So we'll be right back. Don't leave me, and we're going to learn together. I'm not afraid to admit how dumb I am. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here talking with Kendall Coren, who is on the board of Biz TV and Biz Talk Radio Network, who syndicates both my TV and radio show. We'll be right back.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. 800-563-0393. That's 800-563-0393.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit Serendipity3.com for menus and details.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Okay, so here's the dangerous thing. If you are willing to sit in a group of people or at a meeting, or whether it's a social or business or a family gathering, and somebody says something and you are embarrassed to ask, what is that and what does that mean? Because you think everybody's going to think you are really dumb, then get over yourself, because the only way you're going to ever learn anything is if you ask a question. And regrettably, yes, there are some really stupid questions, and I have heard them. So don't think there aren't stupid questions. There are stupid questions. But if, and I'll try to think of one or two before we're done here, so I know one I can share with you immediately. But there was another one recently that I heard that was like, oh my, did you really ask that? But I can't think of what it was for the moment. It'll come to me about 3 o'clock in the morning. But when you hear something and you want to know what that is, ask. So in the last segment, we've been talking delightfully with giggling Kendall Coren, who's on the line with me, having a wonderful time that she's interrupting so that she can talk with us at her visit at Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado. And she was explaining that the artwork is just everywhere. Now, this is a Kessler Collection hotel, and that part of their signature of their brand is the amazing artwork that you see at every property. And I'm talking serious gallery quality. Some of it is museum quality. It's so fine. Artwork. And you can spend hours just walking the halls of the hotel looking at, on each floor, because like some hotels where they put everything in the lobby, you know, in the public rooms, in the dining room, and then they forget about the floors and the hallways leading to the rooms. No, not at Kessler Hotels. It's amazing. Really, go check out where their places are. Go treat yourself. But she said, you go up in the elevator and there is this like an atrium effect or something, and you can look over and see down, and there are repellers. Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I
so figure you don't actually have to go in the elevator. You can see them from the art gallery that's on the second floor. But you can also catch them as they make their climb up the wall.
So what is a repeller?
A repeller would be someone who is going to climb a mountain.
A person
who's going to climb up a mountain with their ropes and their clamps and
In the case of the Kessler artwork, they've got them where they've strung their ropes across open expanses, and they've connected to other parts of the railing or just outside the railing. And they've got a number of these climbers, and they're made in iron, and they just look really neat. So it adds a fun flair.
Okay,
to Colorado
stop.
Atmosphere.
Okay, hold on now. So let me get this straight. So what you're looking at are artistic interpretations out of iron of people who would be mountain climbing.
That is so.
So it's not real people who are out there doing this, although that would be something, wouldn't it?
It's not real people, and they are not, in fact, rappelling down the wall. They are climbing up it with their ropes and their clamps.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. So are they done like at like silhouettes, like outlines, or are they done like mannequins, like full bodies?
Oh, no. It's like a 3D mannequin.
Wow.
And it's really neat.
How many of these things are there?
Gosh, maybe five or six. They climb up. They give the illusion of climbing up the floors.
So how tall is the building?
I think it's four floors.
Okay, so you're on the first level, right beside the creek?
On the third level.
On the third level.
Uh-huh.
So how are you next to the creek on the third level? Just because you can see it? Or is the hillside moving upward?
Just because I can see it.
It's
a lovely view. I think this is a perfect spot to be. There's a bridge. It's got flowers, potted flowers on either side, and the creek's just running through. As I'm talking to you, I'm just sat here watching it flow, and it's just it's pretty wonderful.
Well, it's mesmerizing.
It is.
You know, being beside the sea, beside the bay, beside the river, beside an aquarium will lower your blood pressure.
I think so.
Yeah, no, I know so. I mean, that's just, you know, that's why a lot of doctor's offices have fish tanks. Because, you know, if you're sitting and waiting, you start to get mesmerized by the interaction of the fish and the water and whatever, you know, plant life might be in the aquarium. And, it's, you know, it's a mesmerizing thing that has a calming effect on people. So that's pretty remarkable. If we have like a minute and a half. Can you summarize for us your view, your review, your judgment, your whatever of Beaver Creek Lodge for us? Would you go back?
Oh, yes, I would certainly go back. And I was talking to my husband. I would come back with our kids.
Oh,
heartbeat.
You're already planning the return. That's gorgeous.
Already returning.
Oh, you can't ask for more than that.
Well, no, it's wonderful. The details are they're very accommodating. So,
and they're just coming through a major renovation, so there's a lot of new going on there. You know,
okay,
a lot of new stuff, and
And it was interesting because even at the restaurant last night, we overheard another family ask, you know, where can we rate you guys? Which social media avenue do you best? You know, you most appreciate because we've just had such a great experience. So it was fun to hear that as well from other visitors.
Isn't that gorgeous? Would I send you any place that wasn't perfect? It's not in my vocabulary. Yeah.
Well, your magic wand has been a wonderful thing for this trip. So
I am so happy.
We've enjoyed it.
I am so happy because I know you needed a breakaway, and this was the perfect time to do it with the kids at camp.
It just worked out beautifully.
Oh, well, have a safe and happy visit and a safe and happy trip home, and you and I will talk again soon. Meantime, people, we've come to an end of this hour, but we've got another hour to go. So stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
And we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. As an actress, I've learned to prepare thoroughly for every part I've played. I wish I'd been prepared for my real-life moment when my mom was diagnosed with dementia in her early 60s. When we got the news, we were shocked and didn't know where to turn. For my dad and the rest of the family, the decision to move mom into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They offer free, unbiased information for any situation. Planning for retirement, kids headed to college, caring for an aging parent, and everything in between. For resources you can trust to help you make smart insurance decisions, visit insureyouonline.org. That's insure, the letter U, online.org. Or for information specific to where you live, search your state name and insurance department to find your state insurance commissioner.